Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFM.
Webster and Claire here from the morning. It's the Brit Awards this week, and one of the most famous moments that ever happened at the Brits, we still can't help but giggle at.
It's always the unexpected things that cause the most chat.
It's slapstick. Madonna fell off the stage in 2015, pulled off by her cape, and it went viral around the world.
That guy had one job. I don't think he has it anymore.
So we've all been there, though. We've all had a fall or a slippage of some kind. Mine involved my trousers right down at my ankles.
No.
The belt was loose, that's all. Melinda called us with her spectacular fall.
My son was two at the time, and listening to some music, and Bewitched came on. So, me being really clever, I was like, I'll show you how to Irish dance. Come on, I'll show you. Come, join mum.
That's a complicated dance. There's lots of foot movements and chicken arms.
So, there I am in the living room. No one watching me, just me and my son, quite happily dancing. Didn't notice the toy truck at my foot.
Oh, no.
And my foot went right down on it. My left leg went to the right, and I went straight down onto it.
Oh, right. So the toy truck acted like a skate.
Yeah.
And you basically went skating across the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then landing on the floor.
Landing on my leg.
Oh,
so my foot spectacular. Was right under me. So there's no one else in the house. My son was two. Wasn't really into using phones or anything.
And you don't want to get him too shocked. So is he laughing then?
No, he's still dancing.
Oh, right. That's
he's
what you
oblivious
do.
To me dancing. In a heap on the floor. So I had to sit there. I couldn't move until my mum came home from work, which was 2 hours later.
2 hours?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then she phoned me an ambulance.
And was it broken?
No, it wasn't broken. Phew. I had stretched all the tendons and the ligaments from my ankle up to my knee.
And no one got it on camera?
No.
Well, you should maybe be thankful for small mercies then. There's no evidence of that at all. However, Fiona got in touch with an even more spectacular fall story.
It was a few winters ago. I decided to go across my sister's house, my Baffies, not knowing the road was very icy.
Baffies, Dundee word for slippers.
Yes. Stepped onto the road and just went sliding across on the backside.
Oh, no!
This is why you've got to have Crocs.
No. There's no excuse for Crocs.
They've got a grip.
The road was actually so slidey I couldn't get up. So I had to crawl across.
Oh no!
Comedy moment.
Yep.
Please tell me this wasn't a main road.
No, but it was. So there was cars coming, so one of my friends had to stop the car while I finished getting up.
You're on your hands and your knees, and there's cars there having to stop right in front. Are they all taking photos?
No, but they were having a good laugh.
I bet.
So I got up using my sister's garden wall, but unfortunately, being the lovely sister that she has, decided to laugh her ass off before helping.
That's what family are for.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's what happens.
And does it still get brought up to this day?
It does, yes.
Ah, right. So it's like whenever it's icy like today, it's like, oh, Fiona, you better not go outside with your slippers on.
Yep.
The saving grace, though, is at least she didn't have her PJs on.
Well, that's true. She was fully dressed. It was just in Baffies.
And again, no evidence. She's lucky. Ian was unfortunate with his fall. Have a listen.
Was working with a potato merchant, and it was when you got summer was summer and winter was winter. And the weather was perfect for the time of year.
The good old days.
And it was one of those years where it was really hot, and we had to, one of our jobs was irrigating the potatoes, because it was a potato merchant.
Okay.
And you used to lay these metal pipes for miles and miles just to get water from a burn or a ditch. And there's one place we were at, we were walking along the side of this burn with these pipes, two in each hand. I kind of fell in the ditch, but the worst thing was, there was only one clump of nettles in that ditch, and I actually landed in it.
Now, just backtrack a minute
that's
here.
The law.
You said that it was when summer was summer, the weather was really warm and stuff, and you fell in a ditch. You dived in that ditch. You were trying to cool off.
Believe me, I felt like diving, but honestly, because my hands were full, I couldn't even prevent myself from falling in, but it was only a clump of nettles in this whole length of ditch,
and
I landed in it. There was T-shirts, so for the next 2 or 3 days, my arms were all that red rash with the spots, the nettle stings.
Nah, surely, there's dock. Whenever there's nettles, there's dock leaves.
Well, believe me, I looked and I couldn't find any.
Proper sod's law, that.
I know.
How unlucky. Now, we've saved the best for last, and we actually have video evidence of this one.
You can never deny it or hide it if there's video evidence.
Have a listen to what happened to Laura, which was caught on CCTV.
I don't even know what happened. I was heading out to the car to take some stuff to our other office at work, and I'd forgotten something, so I turned around to go back in and literally tripped over ear.
Now, we've seen the video.
That's
for
what it looks like,
and
actually.
It actually looks like that. I couldn't work out what had happened.
I can't see a stray lace anywhere.
No, I had flip-flops on.
Well, they're the culprits. They're the number one culprits for injuries on holiday, at least.
You could be right there.
Flip-flops in Scotland at any time of the year?
Well,
what I would like to know, though, is we've seen the footage, but who thought to get the footage? Was it your idea?
No.
Were you trying to avoid any acknowledgement of the fall?
Absolutely. I kind of came in and my hands were bleeding and I was limping. Oh. And my boss said, oh, what happened to you? I said, oh, I just fell outside. That'll be on the CCTV. Quick, switch it on.
Oh, you said it.
No sympathy.
No sympathy. That's what I get for working with a load of men.
And then was the boss getting everyone, come and look at this. Laura's fallen over. It's hilarious.
No, luckily my office is quite small, so there was just the two of us.
Phew. Lucky there, Laura.
You can imagine everybody crowding round the screen.
Yeah, it could have gone viral, that one. Hey, listen, there's a load of these comedy-like stories. At least they all have a happy ending, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You can find them all on the Wake Up with Webster Facebook page and join us every morning on TFM 6 till 10.
Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFM.